Today is October 18th, 2022. I'm Jen Widener with the Jeffersonville Township Public Library, conducting interviews for Pandemic Perspectives. Jeffersonville residents recount their lives during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. This project was made possible with a grant from the Indiana Genealogical Society. I am here today with Damon Thompson. Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Damon, what is it that you do for a living?
I am a licensed massage therapist, so I rub on people.
Okay. Do you remember when you first heard about COVID and what was your reaction to it?
I think I first heard about it at work and kind of like the Ebola outbreak and some of the other things that we had had years previously. I was like, okay, well, you know, it's COVID. Okay, another thing. Okay, cool. You know, we'll deal with it however we got to deal with it. And for the most part, I was kind of like, nah, it'll be fine.
I think a lot of us had that same reaction at first. So did you believe that it would get to the United States, let alone to Southern Indiana?
I honestly wasn't sure because I wasn't really well informed until it got to America. So no, not really.
So as a massage therapist, how did your job change in the heart of the pandemic before there was vaccines, before there was, you know, all the precautions we've been taking?
Well, I'm not sure how much of the story you want. So when everything shut down, I was at home like everybody else, and I was really kind of worried about my job because, you know, being a massage therapist, you have to be really close to people. And, you know, we talk about mask mandates and all that. Of course, I was masking up. My parents are both in the medical field, and my mother is a retired respiratory therapist. Like, I could say respiratory therapist before I could spell my own name. And so when it became a bigger deal and they started talking about lockdowns and the possibility of lockdowns, so I guess this was February of 2020, I had called my mom about it because I'm like, if anybody was going to know, she was going to know. And so I was like, so is this COVID thing is this going to be a big deal? She goes, yeah, it's very serious. They tried to call her back.
Oh,
to
wow.
Work.
She was retired?
Mm-hmm. She had been retired a year, maybe two. Sorry, Mom, if I forgot. But so when she told me that she was getting called back, I was like, oh, this is serious. Because my parents have never really been one to sugarcoat stuff when I ask straight questions. So that's when I started to take it seriously. What was the question again?
How did your job change?
How did my job change? Okay. My job changed in that the cleaning protocol changed. It became more thorough. And, you know, we had to buy more blankets and, you know, we just had to clean more. What was kind of funny, the reason I laughed at first is because before we came back, the Kentucky massage board had decided on what we should wear. And it looked like, have you seen the movie Outbreak?
Yep.
It was similar to that. It was like this full body suit, rubber gloves, the whole deal, a big old man, like a helmet almost for a mask. I'm exaggerating the helmet part, but it was literally, we were going to be covered from head to toe.
So they wanted you to massage people pretty much in a hazmat suit.
Basically, yeah. And all of us, when we came back and we saw pictures of this, were like, this is never going to work. This is going to kill business because you come to a massage therapist most of the time to relax. And seeing somebody in a hazmat suit that, you know, you're worried about a monkey jumping out of the thing and infecting everybody, it doesn't induce calm. It doesn't induce peace. Right. Luckily, the voices of reason prevailed. So we had to wear masks and stuff. And, you know, again, the cleaning protocols right. were a lot more in depth.
So did business go down or did it stay the same? Or were people scared to come get massaged?
No, actually business, well, I don't want to tell too much of what's going on with that propriety business. Business didn't increase. Business didn't actually business. Let me start over. Business was pretty good after we opened back up for a variety of reasons. Part of it was because, you know, some people didn't believe it, you know, didn't believe in it. And also, like, let's be clear, 2020 was stressful as hell on top of COVID and everything else. So there were a lot of people coming in just to get out of the house or just to get some relief. So the business stayed pretty good. And honestly, even up until now, it's been really steady.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So Damond is also a podcaster. So were you podcasting during the heart of the pandemic?
The funny part is I bought my equipment, I think, in February of 2020, and it wasn't a month later that that everything shut down, so I had plenty of time to podcast. So I did. I started publishing my first podcast in March of 2020. So which was just a coincidence more than anything else. Of course, a lot of podcasts started during the pandemic because nobody was going anywhere.
We had nothing else to do. So you're married, you have two kids. Were you worried about bringing COVID home? And how did your home life change? Because your wife, she works for the school system as well.
Yeah. Are you talking about during lockdown or just since the pandemic started?
Both.
Okay, during lockdown, honestly, during lockdown, COVID was one of the best things to happen to my family because we were all home together. I don't have a huge house, so we're all on top of each other. And so we really, I became closer to my family during this time period because we're together all the time. And we did cute little things. We're big movie watchers. I'm going to say movie buffs because I don't know anything about movies. I know what I like and I know what I don't like. But, you know, we did things like Harry Potter marathons. We watched all 7 movies. We watched the whole MCU all the way up until that point in a couple weeks. And, you know, little things like my son had seen the later movies, but he had never seen the original Iron Man. I don't know why I'm telling this part, but anyway, whatever. we were watching the very first Iron Man, and he's going, you know, he hasn't built a suit yet and all that stuff. And he goes, turn into Iron Man. It was so cute. It was so cute. But we really bonded over that period. It was like a couple months that I was home. And also realized that I have ADHD and I am a busy body. So like as soon as everybody was awake and squared away for whatever the next phase of the morning was going to be, my wife's like, throw up the deuces. And I'd go walk for an hour because I had to get out of the house. And when I get agitated at home, whether it's the children or it's just me,
just life,
life, right? You can see him fidgeting now. She now knows like go walk, see you when you get back. And I'm usually calmer and everything's just chill and I'm way better. I'm easier to deal with.
So something good came out of your all's quarantine together.
A lot of good came out of it, honestly. A lot of good came out of it. Met some new friends, you know, through podcasting and stuff like that, too. And it was, you know, I got to meet some people that I never thought I'd talk to. You know, people I admired, authors and things like that, fellow podcasters that I thought were cool. And, you know, it was a really good experience.
So besides what you just talked about, what else have you learned from the pandemic? Good, bad, otherwise?
Oh, boy. I'm a firm believer that people are generally good. Unfortunately, I think, I don't know if this is going to be a bigger, I don't know, whatever. It showed me the culture of America that I really don't like. The individualism is not the word I'm looking for. I'm not really sure exactly the word I'm looking for, but
selfishness.
I don't want to say that. What do they call rugged individualism? That's the one okay. I was looking for. That it's not sustainable. It's not. I mean, what we have going on in this country as the way it's set up now is not sustainable for the bulk of us, because we had a shutdown for 2-3 months. And everything almost came to a screeching halt and almost fell apart. And instead of looking at it and saying, oh my goodness, we've got holes to fill, we've got weaknesses, which is fine because this is supposed to be a developing thing. It's like, but this is the way we've always done it. Of course this works. This is the way we've always done it. If there are mistakes being made, or if there's holes in your game plan, you fix the holes. You know, it'd be like it's football season right now. It would be like the first half, you're trying to pass, it's not working, and you don't try to run the second half, and you just keep passing. Of course, I'm making it very simplistic here. And it's still not working. Why? And then you're wondering, well, why isn't it working? That's not how it works. And, you know, just seeing that and then seeing how little sometimes people care for each other. Like, wearing a mask is not that big of a deal. I have to wear a mask every day. And I'm not required to now at work. But I wear a mask every day because I don't know who I'm coming in contact
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
You know, my wife is a cancer survivor, you know, and she's still healing. Like, I don't want to bring that home. And I wouldn't want somebody to bring something home because I messed up.
Right. Or you don't want to, like, knowingly give one of your clients something or vice versa. I mean, right. It's the simplest thing we can do to wear a mask.
I didn't, you know, when people got upset about wearing a mask, I still don't get it. But those types of things, and if you can't wear a mask because of medical reasons, I'm not heartless, then don't go out. Or we have plenty of services to help with that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it just, and just the cavalier and the callousness, cavalier is not, I don't think that's the right word, but the callousness of some people about this really rubbed me the wrong way. So
what would you like people to remember about the pandemic? Maybe listening to this in the future. Let's say like 20, 30 years from now. What do you want somebody who wasn't around or wasn't old enough to remember the pandemic?
It was a bigger deal than people made it out to be. I didn't lose anybody, thankfully, not to COVID, but I know people who did, like in quick fashion too. I know a friend of mine, she lost like 5 people within like a couple months. And they were somebody's mom or dad or brother or sister, you know, cousin, friend. And we need to take care of each other. And if anybody listens to this down the road, it's like we need to be able to take care of us, take care of each other. The quote unquote least of us, the people who are working homeless. I can't believe that is a phrase.
right, but unfortunately.
You know, people who don't have homes, people who, you know, don't have the resources for medical attention. You know, those people, though, they are people too. They're just as important as you are. They're important to somebody, and we all need to band together, or it's not going to work. It is never going to work. America has worked kind of only in hindsight. you know what I mean? Like, and even history. You know, when we read history now, there are tons of stories that are going to be left out because, you know, it's a book. You can only tell so much. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we need to worry about all of us. That's really the lesson I got from it. It's like, people can be really, really terrible to each other, but also people can be really good. And I say this to people all the time. It's like, I just want everybody to be okay. So whatever you need to learn from this or any other lessons with whether it's COVID or any other kind of catastrophe, we need to take care of each other and just want everybody to be okay.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
If podcasts still exist and when somebody listens to this, check out No. No, I don't. Check out your local library. There's all kinds of cool stuff here. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.